G'day, Reece down in here, and welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. And if you're planning on attempting selection, make sure you check out my website, operatoredge.com, and specifically the podcast page. You'll be able to watch some free videos on preparing for selection and also a video on my course that I offer to prepare you for selection. You'll be able to book in for a call and we can have a chat. But apart from that, let's get into today's episode. So in today's episode, I'm going to answer one of the questions that I receive all the time, okay? I'll probably get this every single week. And it's the difference between the SASR and commandos, okay? So what is the difference between the two units, okay? The Special Air Service Regiment being in Perth and commandos based in Sydney. And I know, you know, some people are really interested in this, and so I'm going to go into it in depth. First thing I'll cover off is the money, because I know some guys were interested in that. And money between the two units, as in what you get paid, is very, very similar. Okay, when I joined, I think the SAS were on a little bit more back in 2008. This is when I joined. I started off about $105,000 a year. I think that was including RA, which is rental assistance, and SAS were on a bit more. But I'm pretty sure they're very, very similar now in regards to how much you get paid. And a digger. Or a private in two commandos on about 120, okay? So the money is very similar. Let's have a look at job roles and capabilities, though. And traditionally, you know, you've got the old analogy of scalpel versus sledgehammer. So the SAS being the scalpel, right, and commandos being the sledgehammer. And, you know, traditionally, that certainly holds true. SAS operate as a small force, okay, specializing in long-range recon, behind enemy lines with a direct action capability, okay? SASR also utilize internal subsurface water capability and have a TAG capability too, being the Tactical Assault Group West. Commandos specialize in larger force direct action missions. And if you look at Wikipedia, it says that commandos span the gap between conventional infantry operations and unconventional operations, focusing on advanced force operations and direct action missions. Commandos obviously have an amphibious capability as well, being above surface, okay? So we utilize clearance divers for subsurface tasks, okay? More so in a domestic counterterrorism role. Commandos also have a TAG capability, being the Tactical Assault Group East. So really the old analogy of SASR being the scalpel and the commandos being the sledgehammer certainly rings true in, you know, a traditional sense. Let's look at, however, what we did in Afghan, all right? So in Afghanistan, we pretty much, especially initially in the first year, we pretty much did the same job, right? Had the same tasks, all right? Prior to 2009, before commandos changed its name into the and formed the 2nd Commando Regiment, okay, both units conducted direct action tasks and counter leadership tasks as well. Okay, so the SASR, so in that time period, we were operating in Aruzgan province, and we both units would go out, conduct missions, conduct direct actions onto strongholds in areas, gather intel, and prosecute missions or further missions from that. And also, we would target the insurgency leadership, okay, which is the counter leadership engagements, right? The SASR wanted the lead on counter leadership tasks, which they got. This is after 2009, but it also kept them really confined to the Aruzgan province, okay, and they would basically target HVIs and MVIs, so being the high value individuals and the medium value individuals, okay, so they. The HVIs and MVIs would pop up above the ISR threshold, what's called the ISR threshold, and then the SAS would get enacted, and they would go and take out those dudes if they could. Commandos became the force of choice for direct actions outside of Aruzgan province, okay, which enabled us to conduct missions into enemy dense locations such as Helmand and Bagram provinces. I remember one of my very first mission over in Afghan was to Helmand. We drove around in vehicles and we were outside the wire for 23 or 24 days or something like that. So that was pretty cool stuff, and we were able to do that because we had quite a large force. And you know, that was That was pretty good times, and that was outside of Roosegun province, okay? We would initially, we conducted a lot of disruption operations as well into those locations, okay? Basically, inserting into enemy location or stronghold and just to see what happened. And often things would happen, right, most of the time. And then from there, we would fight the fight, as they say, gather intel from those hits or those missions that we did, and we would enabled us to prosecute further missions based on that intel. Right, also enabled us to target HVIs and MVIs that might have popped up or presented themselves during those disruption operations or during those missions, okay? And we could then go and try and get those bad guys and conduct those counter-leadership engagements as well. Commandos also conducted many counter-narcotics missions, okay? So, I think it was on the second trip we did that. We were working alongside our DEA counterparts, which enabled us to destroy which destroyed billions of dollars street value worth of heroin, okay, and really affected the drug trade or the production of the heroin trade inside Afghanistan, which insurgency obviously used to finance themselves, okay. So we've got a lot of great results for that, and that's well documented in certain books. All right, the SASR and commandos would also conduct their own recon and intel gathering, okay? So, if you look at traditionally SAS, specialise in sort of behind enemy lines, long-range recon, that kind of stuff, but we did that in commandos, okay? It's exactly what I did as part of a small sniper team operating behind enemy lines, okay? Where we would go in before the main force and we'd operate for a few days where we would, understand the atmospherics on the ground, the layout of the land, so to speak, provide battlefield commentary and the like, okay? And then often our larger force would come in and conduct the direct action, right? So we had, we certainly had our own internal intel gathering capability, which was what we did in snipers, okay? So really in Afghan, we had a very similar capability and role. We conducted similar missions, okay? Especially, initially with direct actions, intel gathering, counter leadership tasks and so forth. All right, and then SAS moved into specializing in the counter leadership engagements or tasks or missions within Oruzgan province, while commandos specialized in direct action and disruption operations outside of Oruzgan province, as well as counter narcotics tasks. All right, in more recent times, let's look at sort of where we are now and in moving forward. All right, the units have, really a near identical capability as we just discussed. Many of our courses during the reinforcement cycle are very similar. They're exactly the same. All right, both units can conduct direct actions. The SAS on a smaller scale, which is where the scalpel analogy comes into it, and commandos on a larger scale. Not to say the SAS couldn't have a larger force on the ground. They certainly have that capability. It's just that, they sort of go towards the more... lower footprint on the ground, small footprint on the ground. Commandos are sort of the go-to for that larger scale direct action task. SAS have their own internal subsurface capabilities we talked about, while commandos rely on clearance divers for that role. Moving forward, however, commandos would really be the go-to unit for declared wars, all right, where we would conduct direct actions and so forth. Commandos is also the primary unit to handle all domestic counterterrorism tasks and have also gained the special recovery role from the SAS. The SAS are the go-to unit for undeclared conflicts and I believe are moving even more towards specializing in low visibility tasks, okay? So if you're trying to decide which unit to attempt selection for, I think the analogy of scalpel for the SAS and sledgehammer for commandos still holds true to a certain extent, okay? Larger scale direct action tasks with intel gathering capability would be commandos. Smaller scale, low footprint on the ground, so low footprint intel gathering with direct action capability is the SASR. And then obviously, like I said, moving towards the low visibility taskings as well. One more thing to consider would be location, all right? Commandos are based in Sydney, which is very, very close to Canberra and much more in the view of the army hierarchy and really, politicians and so forth and the wider army in general. We would, we would be conducting demos all the time, okay? Demos for high-ranking army officials, cadets from ADFA and RMC and that kind of stuff, politicians and everything. So we were always doing that, which could get pretty fucking annoying where you just want to get on with the job. Well, the SAS are all the way over in Perth and don't, you know, so much have that annoyance, all right? And, you know, they're really quite far away from everyone. They probably put, I'm sure they put SAS or their location at Swanbourne all the way over in Perth for that reason. And they're pretty much left alone to get on, you know, get on with their job. So they're the probably main differences, main things to consider, depending on, you know, if you're trying to decide which, you know, which unit to attempt. All right, so that's about it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you got a lot out of it. I get that question all the time. If you had that question about the difference between SAS and Commandos, I hope that answered it. If you have any questions at all, make sure you reach out, reese@operatoredge.com via email, or send me a message via my Facebook page, Operator Edge, or even send me a message on my Instagram page, reese_Dowden. Okay, that's it. Hope you got a lot out of it, and I will see you next time. Thanks.